Tomorrow, that dispute between a baker and a gay couple from Colorado gets its day in front of the Supreme Court. The couple tried to buy a wedding cake from the baker in 2012 and were turned away because the baker said same-sex weddings violated his beliefs. Allison Sherry from Colorado Public Radio reminds us.
The first thing both sides would say about this precedent-setting case is that it's not all about wedding cake. Denver couple David Mullins and Charlie Craig say they're fighting to make sure the government can't make exemptions for when it's okay to discriminate.
You don't really get to choose these things. They choose you.
Right. I mean, I feel like we're standing up as best as we can for all the marginalized groups that could be affected by this.
Colorado's Civil Rights Commission and its courts sided with the couple. But the baker, Jack Phillips, says if the high court doesn't overturn those decisions, it could have sweeping effects on the First Amendment's guarantee of freedom of expression and religion. Phillips says he doesn't make custom cakes that conflict with his conscience.
I don't create cakes that celebrate Halloween. Food cakes, sexual cakes, anti-American themes, or cakes that disparage people, including those who identify as LGBT. It's never about the person making the request. It's always the message communicated through the cake.
Phillips was speaking at a recent rally at Colorado Christian University. His case has drawn national, even international, interest, and both he and the couple say they've received messages, hateful and supportive, from people all over the world.
Jack, we all stand with you.
The facts of this case aren't in dispute. When Mullins and Craig walked into Phillips's masterpiece cake shop in 2012, their exchange only lasted a few minutes. Phillips says he offered to sell the couple brownies or cookies off the shelf, but he wouldn't make a custom cake to celebrate a same-sex wedding. University of Colorado constitutional scholar Scott Moss says this could be a weakness in the baker's freedom of expression defense. That's because Craig and Mullins never got a chance to ask Phillips to write anything on the cake that he didn't believe in or violated his beliefs.
He didn't kick them out because he wanted to refuse to say certain content. He kicked them out because a wedding cake, in his view, celebrated the wedding in a gay marriage.
But advocates for Phillips say his cakes are pieces of art that are expressions of his beliefs. They also contend that the government cannot compel a private business owner to create a product that violates his religious convictions. David Cortman is the head of legal counsel at the Alliance for Defending Freedom, which is representing Phillips.
I think we should all be able to agree that we don't want the government compelling either side to speak a message that they disagree with or violates their conscience or their religious freedom.
Both sides believe this ruling will have sweeping implications. At that rally at Colorado Christian University, the school's president, Donald Sweeting, gave some examples of what the potential fallout would be if the Supreme Court rules against the baker.
Or imagine a liberal feminist baker who is asked to design a cake saying abortion stops a beating heart. Or imagine a Muslim baker who is asked and compelled to design a cake celebrating the Trinity.
At a recent debate over the case, the ACLU's Ria Tabakomar argued a ruling for the baker would legalize discrimination.
A tailor could refuse to alter a suit for a woman because of its belief that women should not work outside the home. And a florist could refuse to sell an arrangement to Jim Obergefell for his husband's funeral because of its opposition to same-sex relationships.
Despite the national implications, the central characters in this drama seem eager for a lengthy chapter to be over. For now, Phillips has stopped selling wedding cakes, which were a full 40% of his business. And Charlie Craig and his husband have celebrated 5 anniversaries, waiting for a resolution to this minutes-long exchange about their wedding cake.
Do we want our marriage defined by, like, political activism? You know, probably not. We want it to be for our love.
Like it or not, their marriage will enter legal history when the Supreme Court rules on this, likely next summer. For Here and Now, I'm Allison Sherry.